Hello there, it's Monday, August 1st. I'm Ben Robinson with your first daily update of the week and the month from Suffolk News. First on today's podcast, a man in his 70s has died following a crash involving five vehicles in Ipswich. Police were called to Bloomfield Street in the town at 6:05 p.m. last Wednesday. A Skoda Fabia had collided with a parked car, which caused damage to three others. The man in his 70s who was driving the Skoda died in hospital on Saturday. A man armed with a crowbar stole hundreds of pounds from a post office in a Suffolk village. The man, who was dressed in dark clothing and wearing a balaclava, entered Laverdon post office on Friday at 11:25 a.m. He then made off with around £600. Anyone with information is asked to contact Suffolk Police. A man has been airlifted to hospital after a crash near Stowmarket. Emergency services were called to the single vehicle crash in Needham Road, Coombs Ford at 1:10 p.m. on Saturday. A red Fiat Panda was reported to have left the road and collided with a lamppost. The man was airlifted to Addenbrookes Hospital in Cambridge as a result of his injuries. A housing association has addressed the status of long-delayed improvements at a controversial block of flats in Bury St Edmunds. Havebury Housing Partnership has been unable to outline the nature of the work required at the award-winning eco-friendly Goodfellows development. Improvement works were due to take place 2 years ago. Also on the website today, we have the news of yet more dry weather forecasted for Suffolk, as well as a cheese shop shuttered in Bury St Edmunds. That's all for today. Don't forget to follow Suffolk News on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Plus you can subscribe to the IM News app. Just head to suffolknews.co.uk/subscribe.